This is Financially Speaking with the Bushka Wealth Management Team. You need a financial strategy that counts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of this show is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now, here's Financially Speaking.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management and Bushka Retirement Solutions. And joining me today is Tony Shore, our co-host, as well as Ryan Connor from our Eau Claire office. And of course, while you're listening to the show today, if you want to get a little bit more information on what we're talking about, feel free to visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. Of course, you can also call our office at 715-355-4445. But if you do visit the website, make sure you check out the radio and TV show pages. We've got a couple of the past episodes out there, as well as the ability to subscribe to the podcast here on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. You can also check out our YouTube channel for some of our past podcasts, as well as our past TV show episodes. So make sure you check that out if you have not already. And while everyone's retirement should be customized and really reflective of who they are and what their needs are going to be, there are tried and true retirement rules that could potentially help you to plan for your golden years. So during today's show, we're going to break down two of them, the rule of $1,000 in retirement and the rule of dying with zero. If nothing else, you'll likely hear some information today that will warrant a touch base with a qualified financial services professional. But before we get too far into the conversation today, let's make sure to say hello to everyone here with me today. Ryan and Tony. Tony, how are we doing this morning?
Wow. I don't know about Ryan, but I'm tired. I had a 3-day weekend and it wore me out. How is that?
Yeah.
I don't understand how I'm more tired after having a 3-day weekend than I am normally. I had to come back to work to get a break is what.
Right. Yeah. I got a lot of yard work done, flowers planted, all that good stuff. So it was kind of a working weekend for me too. So I know the feeling.
It was. I just had too much going on. Ryan, how about you?
Yeah, I pulled off the impossible task of going on vacation and then coming back more tired. But that is how traveling with toddler generally goes. So
I was going to say you had someone else to be responsible for while you were on vacation.
Exactly.
Oh, how old is your toddler?
Almost 2.5.
Ooh, 2.5. So, and traveling with a 2.5-year-old. Ooh, I remember those days.
Yeah, there was a point at near the end of the flight on the way home where she's just like, "I'm all done." I'm like, "Yeah." Me too.
I get to that point on flights too.
On the way home from our summit financial conferences after a week long of that, oof. I've hit walls on my flight home and started crying. It's worse than when you're an adult right. And you start screaming and crying and kicking and punching the seat ahead of you.
And then you end up in a viral video online, right?
I've never done that. No, I'm a good flyer. I'm not one of those crazies. I'm a good flyer.
No, you're not going to catch me on the no fly list anytime soon.
Yeah, no way. No, don't want to be there. Well, hey, I think you've got a good one lined up for us, Cole. But first, how have you been? Cole, we've talked about our weekends. What did you do?
Well, like I said, I was outside most of the weekend. I mean, weather wasn't perfect. I mean, you know, 60s are pretty decent, I guess, for Wisconsin spring weather. But I got all of my my flower pots planted and got everything rearranged and cleaned up and gave the landscaping a little bit of love after a long winter. So, I was outside most of the weekend getting dirty, basically.
Good. Yeah. Getting tan. I was outside a lot this weekend, too, but you can't tell. because I don't tan. But there you go. Well, that's cool. Now, obviously, knowledge is power. Knowing the rules is important because you can utilize them and strategize. These two rules you mentioned, though, I'm not sure I could tell you a lot about them. So where do we want Ryan and Cole, where do we want to begin with this topic?
Well, I think I'll let Ryan kick it off this morning here.
Yeah, so a Kiplinger article, it's titled "The Rule of 1,000, Is This Retirement Rule Right for You?" provides some solid insight on the first one we're going to touch on here. So let's talk about that little rule with a potentially large impact, the $1,000 a month rule. Now, when it comes to retirement planning, you've got a lot of options. You can toss out a nice round number like $1 million and hope that that sticks. You can use some back of the napkin formula to give you some kind of starting point.
Right.
And here's how that works. For every $1,000 a month you want in retirement income, you'll estimate that you need to have about $240,000 saved up. So that's based on something called the 5 and 5 rule, which uses a 5% return and a 5% withdrawal rate. So for example, if you want to pull $1,000 a month from your savings without draining the well, aim for about $240,000. If you want $4,000 a month, you got to multiply that by 4. And now you're looking at about $960,000. Now, the rule here is not about perfection. It's about providing some clarity. It gives you a nice target that you can see. And it turns a very fuzzy future where people find it quite difficult to plan for something, you know, that might be 5, 10, or 15 years into the future, something that they can work towards right now, because just knowing what you're aiming for is half the battle there. And if you are working with a financial services professional, that is even better, because they can turn that rule of thumb into a more dialed in specific strategy that is going to fit your life, both in the short term and the long term. The real bottom line from this is to not fly blind. You know, retirement isn't some sort of hazy mystery. It's really just a math problem. And this one has a potentially pretty helpful shortcut that you can utilize to make that a lot simpler.
Yeah, but Ryan, I was told there would be no math. So it may be a math problem. And that is why you and Cole are here. So Cole, how should we use this rule of 1,000?
Well, I think let's break it down a little further in terms of that $1,000 a month rule, because I mean, sometimes it just needs, really individuals need a place to start. You know, we have to figure out where do we even begin running all these calculations. Retirement planning doesn't have to be complicated right out of the gate. I mean, you don't need a spreadsheet with 87 tabs or a PhD in economics or finance. You just need to start getting an idea of a ballpark figure. And that's going to be a starting point. And then that's where that $1,000 a month rule comes into play. So here's how it works. Step one is to figure out what your monthly life is going to cost once you stop working. And then think your rent or mortgage, food, gas, insurance, Netflix, your golf games, all that kind of stuff. Whatever you're still going to be doing when that alarm clock requirement goes away. Now, $240,000, as Ryan had just mentioned, generates about $1,000 a month in income based on a 5% annual return and a 5% withdrawal rate. Now, let's say your number is $3,000 a month. Using the $1,000 a month rule, you'd multiply $240,000 by 3 and land at a nest egg of $720,000. Now, granted, it's not perfect math, but it is powerfully simple in this particular scenario. And remember that your retirement income doesn't live on savings alone. You'll likely have help from Social Security, maybe a pension, possibly an annuity in your portfolio, and that helps reduce the lift that your savings really needs to carry.
Well, right. And so is this rule precise, though?
So not necessarily. It's very much an estimation. But for younger savers looking for a long-term target, it's a really useful launch pad. And it gives you something to shoot for while you're kind of building that savings momentum. For folks who are in their 50s or 60s, though, they're going to want to have a more dialed in specified game plan, something that's going to be fully customized to their life, their goals, their timeline. And that's where working with a financial services professional really makes a big difference. You've probably also heard of the 70% rule, which that says that you'll spend about 70% of your current after-tax income in retirement. So if you bring home, say, $100,000 now, plan for around $70,000 per year, or about $5,800 a month when you retire. Now, some firms, according to this article, have suggested saving 10 times your income by age 67. Again, these are ballpark numbers. They are not by any means blueprints. You know, ultimately, this $1,000 a month rule won't get you all the way there, but it will provide you the ability to take a first step with confidence. And sometimes that's exactly what you need just to get started.
Yeah, exactly. It gives you a starting point, right?
Yeah. And that's really good. You have to have a starting point. And I also know that really the key is having a plan in place, a written plan, and working with a financial professional can help you figure this out and really customize it to your personal situation. You know, and I know we have more information about this $1,000 a month rule to talk about in our next segment. But before we wrap this up, tell us how a financial professional like yourselves can help decide if this rule is right or other financial rules might be right for our personal situation.
Sure. Yeah, Tony. I think a financial professional can really help you to decide if that $1,000 a month rule is a smart fit or if it's just a rough starting point for your situation. They're going to help look at your full financial picture, including your goals, risk tolerance, time horizon, and also factor in like your other income sources, social security, pensions, annuities, all those different things to see if the math truly adds up for your personal life. Now, while other rules, offers a relatively simple guideline, it doesn't factor in things like taxes, inflation, unexpected expenses, you know, the furnace goes, you need to replace the roof, whatever it might be. A financial professional can really help customize that retirement plan for you and then help stress test it and then help you to adjust as life changes into the future. And while these rules of thumb are helpful, personalized planning is what turns guesses into confidence. And obviously, retirees are looking for confidence and peace of mind. And so that's what we as financial professionals are always trying to provide to our clients.
Exactly. You help get them a written plan. You run reports, look at where they're at. And so if our listeners want to have that done, they want to get a second opinion on where they're at, yep, or they want to get a plan in place initially, they don't have one for their finances or retirement income, how can they get a hold of you to set up that no charge, no obligation consultation?
Well, Tony, we make it pretty easy to do. All they've got to do is give us a call at 715-355-4445. They can also visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. While they're at the website, they can check out all of the various resources that we've got out there, and they can schedule that no charge, no obligation consultation right on the website here and now. You can schedule in Wausau, Eau Claire, or virtually if that works better for you.
All right. Sounds good. Now, during the first segment, you dove into the finer points of the $1,000 a month rule, and you also walked us through some ways in which we can use this rule. What's next, Ryan?
Yeah. So the article titled The Rule of $1,000 Is the Retirement Rule Right for You? Next, share some of the rule's potential downsides, which Cole did touch on a couple of those here just a few moments ago. So let's talk about where this rule falls short, because even good rules of thumb are going to come with some fine print that you need to take into account. So like most quick retirement guesstimates, the $1,000 a month rule sounds simple because it is. And the problem with that is that simplicity doesn't always equal accuracy. When we're talking about your financial future, it definitely pays to look under the hood and make sure we're crossing all of our T's and dotting all of our I's. And one of the biggest red flags is the 5% withdrawal rate that it is based on. That is generally going to be on the higher side now. Most financial services professionals lead towards a more conservative 4% rule or even a 3% rule to protect your nest egg and make sure that it can last through a potential 30 plus year retirement. Now, the 4% rule says that you withdraw 4% of your savings in year one and then adjust for inflation each year after that. Now, that is designed to keep your money working without burning through it too fast. Whereas the 5% rule, on the other hand, is going to ask your portfolio to pull more weight and potentially gets risky in low return or negative return environments.
So what's the issue here? Why is this an issue?
Well, I think we should talk about what happens when your retirement income relies a little too heavily on the stock market. We've recently experienced some of that volatility. Sure. And it is a reminder that we have to be prepared for that. Now, if you're banking on pulling income from a more aggressive portfolio, like, for example, stocks or stock mutual funds or stock ETFs or whatever it might be, you're also signing up for a bumpier ride here. And the truth is, the market doesn't promise a smooth 5% return every year. In fact, a Vanguard study shared in the article ran the numbers, and its 10-year projections show U.S. stock returns averaging somewhere between just 2.8 and 4.8% per year. Now, let's say that you play it a little safer and aim to withdraw just 3 or 4% annually. That's a smart move in terms of longevity, but here's the trade-off. You'll need a bigger nest egg to generate the same $1,000 in monthly income. At 4%, you're looking at needing around $300,000. And at 3%, that jumps to $400,000. And that $1,000 a month rule that you've probably heard of is based on a savings target, not a timeline. Your investments, if your investments don't grow at all, that $240,000 you saved might only last you 20 years. And with more people living well beyond that, a high withdrawal rate, say 5%, can potentially really shrink your safety net over the course of time. So you have to be mindful of these things and you have to have a plan.
Yeah, that's right. So what's the biggest takeaway you think, Ryan, when it comes to this rule's possible downsides?
Yeah, I think the biggest takeaway here is going to be that the rule isn't bad, but it is basic. It's going to give you more of a ballpark than a specified blueprint plan. Now, for younger savers, it can be particularly useful when they might not necessarily have the level of certainty about their timeline, about their potential expenses, to give them a nice target to aim for. But as retirement gets closer and the stakes get higher, this kind of cookie cutter or simple rules approach isn't really going to get the job done for you. And that's where having a financial services professional is extremely important. Because they're going to be able to create a plan that flexes to your life, keeps your income flowing, and gives you something that's much more valuable and useful to you than just a guess. And that's going to be long-term confidence in your finances and your financial plan.
Well, definitely. And I think that people need to use that confidence if you want to use this rule, but you have a savings shortfall, what can you do?
Well, I mean, if you ran the numbers and determined that $1,000 a month rule feels a little bit out of reach, don't sweat it, because there are real practical ways that you could potentially close that gap. If your 401k or IRA balance isn't quite where you want it to be, you're not out of the game, not even close. This is where strategy really steps in. Step one is turn up the savings. Even small increases now can make a huge difference long term. And if you're in your 50s, you might be hitting your peak earning years, which is the perfect time to ramp up your savings and make up for lost ground. Your future self is going to thank you here. Step number two would be to utilize catch-up contributions. Remember that once you hit age 50, the IRS allows you to sock away more than the usual limits in your retirement accounts. Now, in 2025, that extra boost is $7,500. And if you're between 60 and 63, you can pour in up to $11,250 in additional contributions above and beyond the normal limits. Remember, you're never stuck. You're just one smart decision away from getting back on track. And when you've got a clear plan and the right tools, whether it's your employer match, an annuity, or, of course, as we would suggest, a financial professional working on your behalf, you're not just saving at that point. You are building momentum for the future, and you're creating consistency within those habits, which is going to make them easier to stick to as you finalize that career.
Well, and I think that it makes really a lot of sense. But the question is, who should use this rule, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. So the $1,000 a month rule is not useless, but it's not the whole story. You know, right. You have to start somewhere when it comes to your retirement planning. And this can be a useful place to start for someone. You know, if you're just beginning to think about retirement, it gives you, something to point your compass towards. And that can be pretty useful. Let's be honest about this. If you're 62 and you're wondering, hey, can I actually retire now? You don't want to be using this rule. That's more kind of a back of the envelope guess. That's not really strategy. It's just hoping for the best using a general guidepost rule. At this stage, what you really need is a comprehensive plan that's going to be built around you, your lifestyle, your goals, your income sources, and your specific what-if scenarios. A financial services professional won't just hand you a benchmark. The idea is to help design a comprehensive roadmap. Because when you're this close to retirement, you can't really be talking in rough estimates anymore. You need a clear plan.
Right. And the plan is the important thing. So, Cole, how do financial services professionals like yourself create a a unique strategy for each of your clients out there?
Well, basically, we help turn broad goals into personalized strategies. We're going to look at your full financial picture, including income, expenses, assets, tax liabilities, lifestyle, all of these different things. And then we're going to use that to create a plan that actually fits you personally. Whether you're 5 years from retirement, you're already in retirement, you've been retired for 5 years, whatever it might be, we can help you make smarter choices, help reduce unnecessary risks, and obviously look for ways to maximize income. It's not about a one-size-fits-all advice type of strategy. It's about a strategy that really is tailored to you and then remains flexible, but is built to last without as much guesswork and without it being cookie cutter, where it's, you know, prefabricated. It's really personalized and customized to your unique circumstances.
And how can our listeners get that plan in place? In other words, once again, how can they get a hold of you to set up that consultation?
Well, they can give us a call at 715-355-4445. They can also visit our website, which is retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. You can check out all sorts of resources out there on the website, and you can schedule that consultation in Wausau, Eau Claire, or virtually, depending on what makes the most sense for you.
All right. Well, we've been talking about this rule of $1,000 a month. So I'm guessing we're going to next talk about dying with zero, or the rule of dying with zero, which sounds terrible to me.
It does sound terrible.
It sounds absolutely horrific. But I know that you've had people come to you and say, Cole, Ryan, I want my last check to bounce. Right?
We have you heard that exact phrase.
You've
before,
heard that yes. phrase. Yeah. So I assume it's a little bit of that, but talk to us about this. What is the die with zero rule?
Yeah. So for this one, we'll be using another Kiplinger article titled The Die with Zero Rule of Retirement to guide our conversation here. So now you've probably, you know, listeners have seen headlines, you know, Americans aren't saving enough for retirement. And that is a real concern, especially with inflation, but also longer lifespans putting pressure on every dollar we've saved. But there's another problem that doesn't get nearly enough airtime. People saving too much and spending too little. You know, it may sound counterintuitive, but this is something we actually see quite a bit. So folks who've done the hard part and built up savings, but still live like they're just one paycheck away from it all falling apart. They're scared to even touch the retirement accounts that they've saved, even though this time of their life is exactly what that money's for. In fact, the study shared in the article showed that many retirees only withdraw about 2% of their account a year, rather than the kind of 3 or 4% rules that we talked about earlier in the show. That's not necessarily enjoying your retirement. It's kind of hoarding your money and being almost overly conservative with your spending.
Right.
Your money is meant to support your life rather than just sitting there and having an oppressive value on your account statement. So the die with zero philosophy is about being intentional, not necessarily spending recklessly, but spending meaningfully on joy, on family, on giving back, because the money that you never use, that's just time that you traded for nothing. Now, we don't want folks to misinterpret this. We're not saying burn through your savings by 70 and just hope for the best, no. Because you might live quite a bit longer than that. You still need to have a smart plan in place, but that plan should include actual living and not just surviving. And, right. You know, living within your means, of course, but also, you know, living up to your means, if you will. So, you know, ask yourself, am I making the most, you know, of what I've earned and what I've built, or am I still living in fear, you know, that, you know, hey, I might lose everything here if I, you know, buy this one thing or go on this one vacation.
Right. Yeah. You don't want to spend your retirement in fear. You worked all those years. You should enjoy it while you still have your health, at least some of it at the beginning of retirement. And again, that comes with having goals and a plan. So how can our listeners work with a financial professional to build a strategy that takes into account this die with zero rule?
Well, I think we should talk a minute about the real currency of life. And no, it's not just money. It's really the balance between time, health, and wealth. Now, you've probably noticed that when you're young, you've got time and you've got energy, but no cash. And then in your 40s and 50s, the money shows up, but typically the free time vanishes, right? Because we're busy with our career and raising kids and all that kind of stuff. And then in retirement, you've got time and you've got money, but maybe your knees aren't exactly begging for adventure at this point in life. And that's where the die with zero mindset really comes into play. It's not about spending recklessly, like Ryan said. It's about spending intentionally, using your money to create memories while you can still enjoy them. Take the trips, buy back your time, and give generously while you're alive to be able to see the impact, whether it's helping your kids now or potentially supporting causes that really matter to you. Now, one great tool would be time bucketing. Break your life into 5 to 10 year chunks and ask, what do I want to experience in this season? And then plan your spending around that, because the goal isn't to die broke. The goal is to live fully, right?
Right. I basically what you're saying is enjoy what you've built. Try to get everything you can out of life. I love that. But you need to do some due diligence here. So What are some of the risks or drawbacks of this die with zero rule or philosophy?
Yeah, there's a lot to embrace with the die with zero philosophy. You know, live fully, spend with purpose, give while you're here to enjoy it. But it's not necessarily a one size fits all solution. So for some folks, retiring at all can feel like a stretch. You know, the median retirement savings in the U.S. is about $64,000. Most people think that they're going to need more than $1.4 million to retire comfortably. And that gap is more than just the math problem that Tony loves to complain about. It's a real anxiety that folks have.
It is.
There's also longevity risk here, or the chance that you might outlive your money. You know, health issues, surprise expenses, life just happening can all throw a wrench in even, you know, the best laid plan.
Well, guys, we're almost out of time. Is there anything else you want to add before we have to go today?
Well, Tony, just one final reminder for our listeners out there that when it comes to planning for all of these components in retirement and trying to figure out how these strategies fit into your overall plan, there's no better way to accomplish feeling confident than meeting with a qualified financial professional. And obviously, that's where our team can help come into play. So if you're considering any of these concepts, if you're trying to create a plan, or if you're just looking for a second opinion, give our office a call at 715-355-4445 or visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. We've got all sorts of great resources out there, including the ability to schedule that no cost, no obligation consultation in Wausau, Eau Claire, or virtually.
All right. Well, that sounds great. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with our hosts, Cole and Ryan.
Thank you for joining us for Financially Speaking. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact the Bushka Wealth Management Team at 715-355-4445 or visit retirewithbushka.com now. Join us again soon for another episode of Financially Speaking.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.